Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, October 17, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of science news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Balfour Senior Living and University of Colorado Anschutz launch Living Lab to advance aging research. Balfour Senior Living, in partnership with the University of Colorado Anschutz Multidisciplinary Center on Aging, has launched a research community living lab at the Balfour Louisville campus. This initiative allows older adults to participate in studies, serve on advisory boards, and contribute to advancements in aging and healthcare. Dr. Carrie Levy from CU Anschutz stated that this collaboration creates a space where research and real-life experiences drive innovation. Residents can join studies on hearing, hypertension, neurophysiology, and more. By involving residents in the research process, Balfour and CU Anschutz are enhancing senior care and driving innovation in the senior living industry. This partnership empowers residents to shape the future of healthcare and provides associates with tools to better support them and their families. Mining news breaks. Max Power Mining, Max X, OTXF, 89N, selects drilling contractor for Canada's first natural hydrogen well. Max Power Mining, a Canadian exploration company, has selected a premier Saskatchewan-based drilling contractor to execute Canada's first dedicated deep well targeting natural hydrogen at the Lawson target within the Genesis Trend. Drilling is set to begin around November 7, 2025, pending the Lawson well license. The operation will utilize a powerful teledouble rig with a 24-person crew working two 12-hour shifts over approximately 3 weeks. CEO Mansoor John highlighted this collaboration as a major milestone, emphasizing the company's pursuit of the world's first commercial natural hydrogen discovery with a top-tier team. Max Power focuses on North America's decarbonization shift and holds a dominant land position in the natural hydrogen sector. For more information, visit the company's website at maxpowermining.com.
Westvault Mining Inc., YIC, WVMD, gold exposure by holding Nevada gold reserves in the ground. Westvault Mining Inc., listed on the TSX-V as WWVM and on the OAKS as WVMDF, holds a bullish outlook for gold, choosing to keep its gold reserves in the ground for lower risk and higher long-term returns. The company has de-risked its Hasbrouck gold project in Nevada through a PFS and major permits. With gold's reputation as a hedge against inflation and market volatility on the rise, many investors are turning to the metal for protection. Analysts predict increasing gold prices, with some forecasting prices exceeding $5,000 or even $10,000 per ounce. Westvault Mining stands out as a value-driven company, focusing on long-term value per share while minimizing development and financing risks until the balance is compelling. For more information, visit Westvault Mining's website at www.westvaultmining.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.